Leading the efforts is a proposal to ask voters to abolish Florida's Constitutional Revision Commission. It would appear on the 2020 ballot as an amendment to the Constitution. Rich Templin with the American Federation of Labor says the CRC doesn't operate the same as the legislature when making revisions.
The difference between the CRC process and what you do here is amazing. The CRC established its own rules, which were sketchy at best, and then refused to follow them. There were very few staff analyses that were done in a timely fashion, and when they were, they had glaring errors.
However, Republican Senator Tom Lee disagrees. He says the fact that the committee operates different allows the CRC to not become misguided.
You know, one of the things that the Constitutional Revision Commission has as an advantage over the legislature is they're not compromised by the fundraising. They're not compromised by the politics. They were very, very difficult to lobby.
Lee was a member of the last Revision Commission. It was heavily criticized for being overly political by both Republicans and Democrats. Here's Templin.
Remember that the appointees were appointed by political figures. And what we saw time and time again was that what the motions that were taken by a lot of those appointees identically matched, you know, kind of the goals and aspirations of the people doing the appointing.
In addition, lawmakers are considering the process for how citizen-driven changes are added to the document. A measure by Republican Senator David Simmons places restrictions on petition gathering efforts and prohibits gatherers from being paid. It would also require an analysis of the proposal's economic impact. A separate plan by fellow Republican Senator Dennis Baxley would move the amendment approval threshold to a two-third vote. That's upsetting to League of Women Voters of Florida Vice President Cecile Schoon.
The only outcome, logical outcome, is to make it more, it's making it more difficult for citizens to get to the threshold. If you make it more difficult, then more of the citizens' initiatives will fail. So it's, on its face, it's limiting citizens' initiatives.
The bill to raise the percentage of voters to approve an amendment is currently in the Senate Judiciary. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.